اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Everyone, let's recite this salawat. اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها وسر المستودع فيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك. Okay. I really share my condolences on the martyrdom of Lady Fatima, سلام الله عليها, the daughter of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay. To all the Muslims and all those who love Lady Fatima Zahra, salamu alayha, and also you students, okay? The next lesson that can help us very, very much in reciting the Quran and reading of the Quran is the alif with mad, and waw with mad, and ya with mad. These three letters, okay, they help us a lot. Have you heard the surah, like we have Shams?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me open the Quran, inshallah. We will recite this surah together, okay? And look, let me open this. Okay.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
So, dear brothers and sisters, as you hear us, we are going to practice Surah Al-Shams, page 595. Okay, we are going to practice Alif Maddi sound. Okay.
وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا.
وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا.
ضُحَاهَا.
Two we have.
والقمر إذا تلاها.
والقمر إذا تلاها.
والنهار إذا جلاها.
والنهار إذا جلاها.
والليل إذا يغشاها.
والليل إذا يغشاها.
Okay, the last ayah we practice. وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا.
وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا.
So remember, a fatha with an alif produces a longer sound.
ضحاها.
Yeah, ضحاها. تلاها. جلاها.
Okay. إِذَا. Understood? So, let's practice some, like what? Ye maddi. Ye maddi, okay? Ya maddi. Okay. Yeah. Have you heard Surah At-Tin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Look. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Look. Rahim.
Rahim.
Rahim. Oh, Rahim. Hey has kasra, then ya.
Yeah.
Oh, one thing I forgot to tell you. Actually, it is ye maddi, waw maddi, alif maddi is when they are sakin. Alif always sakin. Okay? Alif. Sakin. Look, we have idha, alif is sakin there.
Yeah.
Dhal has fatha. Ya as well, it should be sakin. If ya has fatha, kasra, dhamma, you can't produce a longer sound. You can say, for example, rahi, if he has kasra, if ye has as well kasra, he ye, you say. You don't say he. Okay? He ye. If it does not have harakat, waw as well, the same. If it does not have harakat, okay? You cannot say, for example, tur. If waw has harakat, you cannot say tur. You have to say tuwar or tu. Where or tour? You can't say tour. So there is one condition, yes?
If it has tashdid, then...
Tashdid, if it has, okay? Because in tashdid we said... Yes, the first one is Sakin. Yeah, the second one has Arka. So the first one you do. But in Tashdid, there are, I think, we don't have such a word, okay, in the Quran. Okay, where is Tashdid we have? And we have Yai Maddi as well, Alif Maddi, Wa Maddi. Okay? Maybe sometimes we have, okay? We apply the rule. That's okay. So remember, the condition is this, that all these three letters must be Sakin.
Yes.
And there should be a Fatha, Kasra, or Dhamma before them. With Alif, there should be a Fatha. With Ye, there should be a Kasra. And with Waw, there should be?
Dhamma.
So, now, Rahim. Is it correct to say Rahim? Ye Maddi?
Rahim.
Rahim. Is it correct?
Yeah.
Because Ye has?
Sukun.
Sukun, yes? Sakin. Rahim. Before Ye, we have Kasra. So, Wat-tini waz-zaytun.
Wat-tini waz-zaytun.
Okay. Zaytun. Za and zaytun. Yes, sukun, right?
Yeah.
So why didn't you produce a bouncing sound? A longer sound?
We do.
Wat-tini waz-zaytun.
Why you don't pronounce... Why didn't you say zaytun?
Zaytun.
It is incorrect.
It should be zaytun.
No. You forgot the conditions. There are two conditions. If it is ye, kasra should be there, and ye should be sukun. Zaytun. It is not kasra. It is fatha. Yes, Hadi?
Yeah.
Zayat. It has fatha. So don't say, wat-tini waz-zaytun. No, it's incorrect.
Wat-tini
waz-zaytun.
Wat-tini waz-zaytun.
Waz-zaytun, okay?
Waz-zaytun.
Hadi, Mahdi, and Minhal and Muhammad Yahya, practice with me. Wa-tur sinin.
Wa-tur sinin.
Okay, look. Tur, waw. Yeah. Sinin. Wa-tur sinin.
Wa-tur sinin.
Great. Wa-hadhal baladil amin.
Wa-hadhal baladil amin.
Great. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ
لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ
فِي يَا إِمَدِي رَيْسِ أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ
أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ
Great. So, that was Alhamdulillah simple, right?
Yeah.
So, whenever you see an aleph, again I repeat, an aleph, before aleph, you have fatha. That aleph is sakin. So you have to produce a longer sound, a longer fatha. When there is a kasra, after kasra we have a ye, which is sakin. A longer kasra sound, e. When there is a dhamma, after dhamma we have a waw. That waw is sakin. You have to produce a longer oo sound. Oo. Again say, oo. That's it. Alhamdulillah, mashallah. Now let's practice. All those vowel sounds, okay? With some examples.
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
Everyone, practice with me. زلزالها
زلزالها
Great. Next one. ذات
ذات
لسان
لسان
شانئك
شانئك
أعطيناك
أعطيناك
Okay. Let's recite Surah Al-Kawthar together. All together. Together. Okay. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصلي لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Great, thank you so much. Look, we have inna a'tayna, yeah, fasalli li rabbika wanhar inna shani'aka alif maddi, right? Okay, now let me tell you one thing. Maybe in the Quran, maybe no, I mean actually, okay, in the Quran you will find something different. We have three types of alif.
Alif.
Yeah? How many types of alif?
Three types of alif.
Is it weird?
Yeah.
We have the alif standing like, yeah? Straight. It's a tall one, yes? Long alif.
And we have sleeping.
Like this bar, yes? This bar.
And when it's sleeping?
Yeah. No. Not a sleeping.
And we have fatah?
No.
And we have another small one.
Yeah, we have a small one. Oh, a small one. The baby.
Yeah, the baby, yeah.
The son of Aleph.
Yeah. And we have one cap of Aleph.
So, look, my family name is Fasihi Zada. So my grandpa's family name was Fasihi. My father's name is Fasihi Zada. And I'm as well Fasihi Zada. So when someone says Fasihi, it is me as well. It's my father as well. It's my grandfather as well. Yeah? So when someone says, like, an Aleph, the son of Aleph, or the daughter of Aleph, again, it's Aleph then.
Yeah. We should do the same, nothing yeah. less. And
so, remember, we have different shapes, but the same?
Sound.
Yes, Mahdi?
Yeah.
Different shapes. The same?
Sound.
Okay, Mahdi, say
ah.
Minhal, say ah. Say ah.
Ah.
Oh, different people say the same sound. Different shapes, different faces, but with the same sound, right?
Yeah.
Everyone say E.
E.
Oo.
Oo.
Oh, four different shapes say the same sound.
Okay,
yes?
I will say Alalilu.
Alalilu.
So, did you get it?
Yeah.
Now let's see what are those shapes. The first one we said that's a complete aleph, yes?
Yeah.
Straight the second, the baby
the second one is the baby aleph.
Like the third one small is the knot of Aleph.
Googly.
Okay, googly muguli, right?
Yeah.
The one that you say.
The knife of Aleph and someone to kill.
Yeah.
You
like
it.
A sword, okay?
That's
and a knife,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Sword and a knife. Okay. So, inshallah, in the next session, we will go and practice these three types of Aleph, which one of them is the complete alif, the other one is the dagger alif, the other one is the maqsura alif, okay? Inshallah, we will practice them all. God bless you, every Muslim brother and sister, as you hear us, okay? May Allah protect you from all evils, inshallah. May Allah Almighty also resurrect you and us all with Lady Fatima Zahra, salamu alayha. Let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad wa ajil Fatima. I should not forget to thank IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International School Network. May Allah protect them and may Allah give them more chances. May Allah help them, inshallah, to hold this kind of sessions again in the future as well. Let's recite once again a salawat.
Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان الآن.